time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got a crew from Saturday Vibes, last one of the year. It's been so much fun this year. Every other week, these guys have been coming in. We've been talking about all the great things that are going on in Helper some Saturdays. And you know what? They've got another one, a great one lined up for us this week. We've got Allie Farnham here. We've got Rachel Barbie here. And one of their big sponsors, we've got Tomo Matsuda. And we're going to talk with him about his businesses in Helper and what Helper Vibes has done for him and what he does for them. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much for having us.
Hey.
It's the 10th and final event.
And did you ever think you'd make it here, Allie?
I did. I actually counted on it.
Well, you kind of have to, don't you? You don't have a choice.
I marked it in my calendar.
Okay. So let's talk about this one before we get through anything else. You know, you've had a great season so far. It's been really great. You guys have had a lot of great success, a lot of great music, great events that have gone on all summer long. And this one, you know, we talked about the fact that the bands that you have, one of them is probably the biggest band that you've had this summer, right?
Yeah, Pixie and the Party Grass Boys is a pretty big name in bluegrass. They actually played at the Winter Wondergrass Music Festival, which happens in Tahoe every year this past winter. And they are a super high energy, very lively, super fun bluegrass band. So, and they'll be closing down the stage.
They'll be closing it out. But opening up from 5 to 7 is the Fry Pan Band. And they were here actually last year, if you can remember, for the Arts Festival, correct?
Yeah, we saw them at Arts Fest and we were like, we really have to get these guys. They're awesome. Horns. Like, that's all I need to say. How often do you get to see a horns band? I just love it. And I'm super excited to have them opening. So excellent, high caliber music the entire time.
And let's pick on Rachel now because she can't just sit there and be quiet. Rachel, what kind of food trucks are you bringing in this time around?
Well, we have got just a great recap on the season. We've got six of our favorite food trucks from the year. You can expect some great fry bread tacos, amazing barbecue from Smoke and Roadside Grill, just all of your favorites from the year.
Plus, plenty of great fun events for the kiddos, right? What do we got going
Absolutely.
On for them?
Absolutely. We've got horse and pony rides coming back this time, which is great. We're going to have SP Henna available doing some great henna work. We'll also have our bouncy houses, so always a great time for the kids.
What about unicorn rides?
Unicorn rides, always unicorn
That's
rides.
That's what we've got to have. We've got to have the unicorn rides for the kids. And then, of course, plenty of adult beverages and regular beverages to go with all of that stuff. And it's just been a lot of fun. And we talked off the air about, you know, making it this far. And you guys have taken year one and you've improved in year two. And that's the great thing is if you continue to do that, this is going to be a great event and people just need to get out there. And I know people that go to these things all the time. And it's another great way to bring people into our area as well, isn't it? Just kind of show them what we have.
Yeah. So we actually do a demographic survey of our attendees for each event. And so far for the first 9 events, we have had 75% of attendees who live in Carbon County and 25% of people who are coming in from outside of the area. So they see the sign on the highway, they pull in, they explore, they see what's going on. They're at the campground or maybe an Airbnb or hotel. So we are bringing people in, but this is a predominantly local event and we just love to serve the Carbon County community.
All right. So Allie, I'm going to let you introduce who you brought with you today and let's talk to him for just a moment.
Yeah. So we have Tomo Matsuda with us of Matsuda Acupuncture. He's our neighbor to the north on Main Street. He's got the cutest little brick building there. And fun fact, Tomo was one of the first people I met when I moved to Helper because I was digging in a garden and I totally messed up my back and was just like, oh my God, I need help. Acupuncture, something. And Tomo got me in for an emergency appointment and treated me for the next several weeks and healed me up.
So what you're going to say then is Tomo was the one that made you stay.
Yes.
Okay.
I am walking because of this man.
Perfect. Tomo, how are you this morning?
Good.
Let's get a little of your background before we dive into what you're going. You're from here, correct? From Carbon County?
Yes, sir. I'm fifth generation from Helper, Utah.
And you know what? It's a great place to be, a great place to live. Let's talk about the businesses that you guys, that you carry and that you have and how you help out Helper Vibes.
Yeah. So Matsuda Acupuncture is a sponsor of Helper Saturday Vibes, and we love everything that the team is bringing to our town. It makes it such a great place to live. And they also are trying to be a zero waste event. And the other side of me and my partner, Christy, have Helper Homegrown, and we provide the composting services for the event. So everything that is like food scraps or paper products that aren't waxed can be put into the composting bins. They're green. You'll see them around the event. And then we take that and we compost it, turn it back into soil, and then grow food that we serve around the community.
So you kind of help from just about every level with Helper Vibes, and it's great. What did, when you saw this start happening with Helper Vibes even last year and things like that, what did you think? What were you ready, prepared to do?
I was prepared to have a good time. I love having music in the park on Saturdays. It's just a perfect addition to our town.
And you've just kind of jumped in and helped out as a citizen of Helper and kind of embraced them and welcomed them to the area.
It's the things like that that make the quality of living in a small town great.
And yeah. And of course, they couldn't do it without you and their great sponsors. Allie, I know every time you come in, you like to list off some of your sponsors. I'm going to give you the moment here to go ahead and have your sponsors, and then we'll kind of wrap up with something that you guys are doing to kind of get some feedback in the area as
yeah.
well. So your sponsors this year.
Absolutely. So our main stage sponsors are the Helper Project, the Tony Basso Group of Companies, and Coca-Cola. They are bringing all of the excellent music to the stage every weekend. We also have Renewal by Anderson, USU, Castleview Hospital, General Distribution, and Dented Brick are sponsoring the bar, so we've got lots of great offerings there. Little Learners Daycare has sponsored the Bouncy Houses. Of course, we have Emory Telecom, J&N Auto, Eastern Utah Trim Light put those beautiful lights on the stage, the Carbon County Co-op Grant, the Miners Cottages, I Got Poop, and of course, Matsuda Acupuncture.
So it's been a great season, great second year. Get out and enjoy this next one. And, you know, Allie, I'm just going to kind of let you have the last word here and talk about how you guys have put a survey out there to get kind of the pulse of the community, because that's what you guys are all about. That's what you want to have, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I always tell people is we're a nonprofit and we are a community organization, and our number one goal is to serve the community. And how do you serve the community? You ask them what they want. We've teamed up with Helper City to put out a survey as a part of the August utility bill. So if you are a resident of Helper City, check your utility bill. If you get it in paper form or online, there is a Google form you can fill out digitally. If you've lost it, you can find it at our website, helpervibes.com. It's right there on the homepage. And we are just seeking feedback on how often you would like to see these events, if you have any other notes, if you're a business owner, how this has affected your business. And this will really shape what we do in the future. You had mentioned improvements and changes from year one to two. We hope to have the opportunity to do that in year three as well. And we really just want to fine tune and get the feedback from the people and provide the community with what they want.
And that's what Helper Vibes is all about. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you so much for coming in today. We have Ali Farnham, we have Rachel Barbie, and we have Tomo Matsuda with Helper Saturday Vibes going on this Saturday, the last one of the year. And it's going to be a blast, starting at 5 o'clock with the Fry Pan Band. And then at 8 o'clock, Pixie and the Party Grass Boys will take over and shut down Saturday Vibes for 2022. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.